the text, which is today Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 16. We're adding on to the end slowly as we go through chapter 4. So we covered a little bit of the first part of that, and then we're going to add some, then we're adding some more. And the title is, Your Ministry is to Grow the Body. What? Or to build the body, okay? To grow or build the body, your ministry. I almost entitled this, The Body Builds the Body. He said, doesn't God build the body? Well, you know, he's the head. Jesus is the head. He's the origin of it. And it comes through preachers and teachers to teach and train the elements of the body to serve their function, to build up the body. They build up the body. One guy can't build the body, okay? And Jesus does it through the teaching and then through the body. The body builds the body. I mean, think about your brain. Your brain is the director of the body, right? But the whole body is there for the body, right? let me say this, as I'm introducing it sort of here. What is more fundamental? That God is for us? Or is God here for us? Oh, of course. Are we here for God? Yes. Which is more fundamental? That God is here for us or that we are here for God? That's a trick question, right? Because they're both true, but fundamentally, it's like the question about sin. Does sin make us a sinner or are we sinners because we sin? We sin because we're sinners, okay? It's more fundamental. We sin because we're sinners. But we are sinners because we sin. That's true. But we sin because we sin. Now, same with this. It's true that God's here for us. But we're here for God. God made us for him. We didn't make God at all, right? And so we're here for God. That's the fundamental thing. God made us for himself. It says that we're everything in the universe is for Jesus. And we're here for him. Everything is for him. And so, we crown him with many crowns and we give our best to him, okay? We're here for him. And we have joy in serving Jesus. That's going to be our last hymn at the end. But last week we said that you are a minister. And the name doesn't make that much difference, minister or another word could be used, but Paul told Timothy to fulfill his ministry. That doesn't mean that other people can't be called ministers. Everyone has a ministry, you see. We all minister to each other. The body's here to build the body, okay? Just like every part in your physical body is here for the rest of the body, right? The brain doesn't do it all. The brain is directing the pathway of the body. Many of the functions of your body are sort of automatic. You know, if the brain quit working, those functions would continue to function. I forget the name of those functions, but some are like an interesting combination, like breathing. You know, breathing is automated, but you can also control it, you know. You can do that if you want, but it's going to go automatically whether you're awake or not. Interesting. So it's like a dual thing. Your heart's automatic, right? Your brain doesn't have conscious attachment there. But as I said, but every part of the body, whether it's getting direct instructions from the brain or it's just functioning on its own, it's there to serve the body. In effect, serving the brain. I mean, it's all to serve the brain, ultimately, which is really, or the head, which is symbolic of Jesus, right? And so, but our service is to the head, but it's through service to the body that we serve the head, okay? That's our ministry, is to the body. Our ministry is to build up the body, to grow the body. The emphasis here is not on evangelism. The emphasis is on building the body that exists and the links between the parts of the body. That's the emphasis in this text. That doesn't mean there's no such thing as evangelism, but that's secondary. The body, it's like somebody said about Christianity. What do we do as a Christian? Well, we make more Christians. Well, but then what do? Well, then you make more Christians. Well, is that all we do? No. No way. That's got to be like a fraction of what we do. We get together to do other things. Okay. We get together to worship God, mainly and fundamentally. But and all of our service is worship to God. It's bowing to God. So, it's like, it's not some kind of pyramid scheme, okay, where you're just getting more to get more, everyone gets more and then it can get more. That's not the idea. There's lots going on in the body, and that's our ministry primarily, is to the body, which is to serve Christ. So, looking at our text in Ephesians 4, 1 through 16, all right. Therefore, chapter 4, verse 1, I, prisoner of the Lord, urge you to walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you have been called. Just like that song we sang, what's worthy of the love that God gave us, right? In that song, give of your best to the master. Paul says, walk in a manner worthy of the calling. With all humility and gentleness, patience, bearing one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There's one body, one Spirit. Okay? The main part of being walking in a worthy manner is to maintain unity between people. God made us a part of the body of Christ. One body. We're supposed to maintain that unity of one bodiness. And then in verse 7, he starts the but section, see? But to each. So now he talks about each individual, okay, as a part of the body. But to each one of us, grace was given according to the measure of Christ's gift. So there's differences between the parts, but there's only one body, okay? And so moving on down to verse 11, he's emphasizing one type of gift, which is the teaching gift, okay, which comes into these different parts of the body, the apostles, verse 11, apostles, prophets, evangelists, and pastors and teachers, okay? So those four categories he sort of highlights here. Other categories of the body are highlighted elsewhere in the scripture, all right? But here he's emphasizing the whole body, okay? And how the head connects through the teaching to the parts of the body, and then what does the body do, okay? So those are like the teaching functions, and then what are they doing? What's the purpose of the teaching? Verse 12. For the equipping of the saints for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. So that's how far we got last week, okay? And so, and I mentioned last week that what is this for the building up of the body of Christ? Is that the teachers are building up the body of Christ, or is that the saints in their work of ministry building up the body of Christ? And the answer is, it's the saints, okay? Usually, if you have a string of phrases, you attach one to the immediately previous thing. But it's not necessarily a rule, but that's a good guideline. Okay, so instead of going back, okay. But in this case, that is the rule, the fact, as explained here now in verses 13 to 16, okay? And I'm not going to emphasize all these things in this section. I'm going to emphasize as described in the title, that your ministry is to grow the body. See, he descended to fill all things. He descended to the earth to fill all things. And he's filling all things in the body. That's where he's filling it, see? So he's through he gave the these teaching functions to equip the saints, verse 12, equip them for the work of ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. And as I said, that's the saints building up the body of Christ. And I'm not going to emphasize this part here in verses 13, etc., too much here. Until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. And I think just generally speaking about that section, that verse, okay, is that the teaching function is with the goal in each saint, each person in the body, to not stop at some small level of knowledge, okay? And this word, I think, in verse 13, the knowledge of the Son of God is probably the word that means true knowledge, okay? In the Greek. It's not just knowing about Jesus a little bit, but a true knowledge of Jesus. And it's you're mature, meaning complete, or it could be translated perfect, it might be in some translations or some versions. A perfect man or a mature man, the fullness of Christ, all about Christ is what we're learning, okay? We all attain. It's not for some folks who go to seminary to learn more. We should all always wanting to be, and you are, to learn more, right? We should be having a desire. In Corinthians, one of the Corinthians, he's talking about the sincere, well, no, this is a, that might be Peter. He's talking about the sincere milk, you know, pure milk, and then you need milk, not meat, somewhere else, Paul says. You should be teachers by now, Paul says to one group, I think in Corinth. You should be teachers by now. See, just because you're not a pastor doesn't mean you can't do some teaching, right? And so the pastor-teacher is a position, but a pastor-teacher is supposed to do evangelism, right? It says do the work of an evangelist, Paul wrote to Timothy. So, you know, there may be activities that we all do, but there might still be a person with a title that emphasizes that as a pastor-teacher, for instance. But so the teaching is there. God, Jesus, gave gifts with that purpose to teach the whole body how to learn all the things, not just some. We're supposed to be learning it all, okay? And desiring to learn it all. And it's a unity of the faith. There's one body of truth, okay? And that's what we're all learning. Okay. Verse 14. As a result, we are no longer to be children, tossed here and there by waves and carried about by every wind of doctrine or teaching, by the trickery of people, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. You know, that's disunity when people believe different things, okay? And especially that when it's coming from trickery and craftiness and deceit, which is lying, right? And so, and scheming, manipulation, you see that where preachers are, they're looking for a big following and they're looking for money, you know, and they're looking for power. But on the other hand, okay, so we're not supposed to be following after strange teachings, but instead, once we're mature, instead of being like looking around, where's the truth? We're a source of truth. We're not blown about. Oh, look at this. Oh, look at that. What about this? No. There's a as it says here, we all attain the unity to the unity of the faith. Okay? So it's the body of truth, which is the faith, okay, in this case. And knowing of Jesus, true knowledge of Jesus, we're mature. The measure of stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. So now we're not zipping around, what's this, what's that? Instead, we are speakers. We're speaking, okay? So we're able to talk to somebody and impart truth to them, speaking the truth. Not things we're not sure of, but things we know. Things that, and not lying. There's only two choices, right? Truth and lies. What else would we speak? Speaking the truth. We've got to speak the truth. That's the content of what we speak is truth. We need to speak the truth to each other. That's part, one of our main ministries to the body is to speak the truth to other parts of the body. Don't lie. Speak the truth in love. So that's how we speak it, right? Speak the truth in love. Oh, I can't say that. Well, it's truth. You need to say it. But you need to say it in a loving way, okay? Okay, you got to figure out how. How can you do it in a loving way instead of speaking the truth to be mean? That's not what he's talking about. Always speaking the truth, whether it's mean or not, or loving or not, speaking the truth in love. Grow up. Some people say that. And that's what it says here. We are to grow up. Let's grow up. You got to grow up, folks. In all aspects into him who is the head, that is Christ. Okay. So he's talking here about how that's flowing down from Christ through teachers to the body. Obviously, the word of God is involved. I mean, don't know what does a teacher teach, but the word of God. But it's flowing. So we grow up into the head. That is Christ, from whom the whole body. Now, speaking about this, you know, how is this going to happen if it's just the four of us here, right? That's a real issue because there's got to be a body of parts together in order for the body to build itself up. They can't be all every place, everywhere. That's why I say it's not about evangelism here. It's about the body building itself up, okay? And so people need to be here for that to happen, right? And we need to not just meet here, but elsewhere too. But we need to get together and not only say in word that we're a part of the body. Well, how are you a part of the body when you're not connected to the body, you know, and, or only loosely connected to the body? And notice that the teaching is coming down, but the building up is going throughout and inter between. And so you say, well, I can watch on a video or I can listen on a recording. Well, how do you provide your function? You're a part of the body. Is your function just to hear and listen? I don't think so. There's some other function that you have, which builds up the body, which builds the body, which, what are we saying? Which grows the body, okay? Okay, so how do we get that from these sections, this next section here? Verse 16, Christ, from whom the whole body, okay, body. So every part, not just some parts, not just the teachers, not just the elite ones or something, or whatever, but every part of the body, the whole body, every piece, every part, the whole body, that's the subject of this sentence, the whole body. And I say it's not really a sentence, this clause which starts with the whole body, okay? The whole body is the subject of this verb. Where's the verb? Okay? It's in the end of the verse. They made this verse a big, long verse, verse 16, I think because they could tell what the subject was and what the verb was. And so they made sure the subject and verb We're both in the same verse, okay? Now, really, as you notice, the sentence starts in verse 14. But this clause, starting with whole body, okay, this noun, the body, ends with a verb, okay, and that is causes the growth, okay? The whole body causes the growth of the body. Look down at toward the end of the verse, okay? There's two modifiers here, okay, in between the subject, which is body, and the verb, which is causes the growth, okay? So one modifier is being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, and another modifier is according to the proper working of each individual part, okay? Those are just, you know, some explanatory parts. The verb is causes the growth. From whom the whole body causes the growth of the body. That's the subject and that's the verb. Okay? And then he adds on, for the building up of itself in love. So just in case you weren't sure that it was reflexive, you'll know what reflexive means. It means the subject acts on itself. I feed myself. It's reflexive. Okay? I groom myself. I did that this morning. I love myself. Okay? Okay. Hopefully you love God. Okay? But if you say I love myself, that's where you are acting on yourself. You're feeding yourself. Some people beat themselves up. I beat myself. Paul says, I beat myself because I want to be in shape. The body, I beat the body to keep it in submission. I beat myself. Okay. But some people beat themselves up needlessly. Okay. That's reflexive, a verb that's reflexive. Here, the body builds itself up in love. The body builds itself up. How can you do that if the body's not here? It can't. I don't build you up. You all build each other up. That's the ministry. Everyone has a part in the building of the body, of the edification of the body, okay? In the growth of the body. So just read that section there, verse 16, okay? First of all, we're speaking the truth in love back in verse 15, okay? But verse 16, Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies. Aha. So the body's held together by joints. And those are parts of the body, people that help hold the body together, right? Maybe that's your function. Are you holding the body together or are you splitting the body apart? According to the proper working of each individual part. Right? It says proper working. Proper working. Working, that's where we get the word energy. Is energion or something. Energion or something. Energy. The energy, you got to exert some energy. And proper working. Each part of the body needs to function according to its design. The word proper, we get the word meter from that. The, you know, metric system, meter, which is just means measure. There's a yardstick there, which measures if you're working properly. See, it's a meter stick or a yardstick. A meter is 39 inches, a 0.37. A meter is 39.37 inches. A yard is 36 inches. They're almost the same. A meter, a yard, pretty close to the same. There's a meter stick, and it measures your working. So that's why it says your proper working, okay? The metered energy, the measured energy of each individual part, the proper working. There's that word according. Paul uses according a lot. I wonder if it's so frequent in the rest of the Bible, but in this book, Ephesians, he's got this word kata. Here it's just kat. It's just a form of the word according to. But the proper working according to, kata, according to, kata, according to the measured energy of each individual part causes, okay, the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. The body builds itself up. You want to walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you were called? Well, then you're doing this. You are providing a function to the body that builds the body up. A function to the body that causes the body to grow internally. Growth internally. That's the main thing. Speaking truth in love so that the body's building itself up in love. There's an actual pronoun here, which is in a reflexive form. Just in case you read this verse 16 and you say, well, are you sure it's talking about it doing it to itself? It says it's from Christ. Christ, from whom the whole, you know. Well, but it's here. Just in case, Paul puts a reflexive pronoun here, which means it's referring the action and is the recipient of the action. The actor receives himself the action. He does it to himself. Building up of itself, the body builds itself up in love. Okay? And it's the whole body, every part, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in love. So, you know, there you go. I'm not a legalist to say you got to be here every Sunday, but you should be desiring to be here whenever the church meets, and so that you can fulfill your function in the bodies for the building up of the body, which is how you walk in a manner worthy of the calling to which you've been called, which is all the stuff we read about in chapters 1 and 2 especially, and 3. God called us through all these things that he planned a long time ago, and then he gave his son to cleanse us and purify us and forgive us as a death, as a sacrifice, blood sacrifice. And here's Paul locked up in jail for the same function, basically, to finish off what Jesus had begun by spreading the word and revealing it to the Gentiles through Paul. And now we need to work together and stay together and build each other up. So that's, and he's going to tell more about that in latter parts now. Okay, so going to go into more details about how we can build each other up. But he sort of listed some things here in the very beginning, right? Walk in a manner, verse 1, walk in a manner worthy of the calling with which you've been called. Verse 2, with all humility and gentleness, with patience, bearing with one another in love, being diligent to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So as I said, the title, your ministry is to grow the body. Jesus was told once, your mother and brothers are out here, outside. He says, my mother and brothers? These are my mother and these are my brothers. And he pointed to his disciples. This is my family. And so if you say, well, my ministry is to my family, I say to you, Jesus said his family was the church. And even pagans take care of their families, okay? Of course you're taking care of your family. But if you want to do what Jesus and Paul is talking about here, you're serving people that aren't in your family. You're causing the growth of the body of Christ, which is the saints, the people that are members of the church, okay? Or associate members of the church, as some are here. But, you know, you got to be here to do it. You got to be connected. It even talks about joints, you know, being held together by what every joint supplies. No, we're not talking about marijuana. That's not what holds us together. Okay? You got the wrong joint. Okay? All right. Well, let's have a word of prayer. Lord, forgive me for that little joke. Lord, we need to be the parts of the body and function according to our design and proper working, measured energy, to cause the body to grow. You're using the body to make the body grow, not the teachers, not Jesus. Of course, yes, Jesus, and yes, teachers, but the body, each part. You're using the body to grow the body and build up the body. Lord, may we see that we are necessary parts of the body of Jesus. And we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.